This is Dateline New Mexico for a Mills Broadcasting. I'm Tom Trowbridge. The 2017 Kids Count Data Book is out. The annual effort by the Annie E. Casey Foundation ranks each state on 16 indicators of child well-being. And once again, it's a situation where New Mexico's political leaders have got to be saying, "Thank you, Mississippi." You see, New Mexico ranks 49th to you-know-who, the Magnolia State. Details on the bleakness identified in the Kids Count Data Book, and one bright spot after this word from our media partner.
My name is Judy Teeter, and I'm the mother of three boys. My youngest, Joe, loves sports, music, and his youth group. One day, Joe asked me to drive him to school. We were going through a green light when another car ran a red light and hit us, killing Joe. The National Safety Council estimates one in four car crashes involves a cell phone. Hands-free is no safer. Visit nsc.org/callskill.
The Albuquerque-based nonprofit New Mexico Voices for Children researches and publishes the Kids Count Data Book on behalf of the Annie E. Casey Foundation each year. James Jimenez is the executive director of New Mexico Voices.
What they're trying to do is to give people across the U.S. an idea of just how we are doing with respect to child well-being in each one of our 50 states. So this year's profile was just released, and unfortunately, New Mexico is not faring as well as we would like to be. We're once again 49th in child well-being.
But Jimenez stresses this year's Kids Count report isn't all bad. He says despite our state's ranking of 49th, there is at least one bright spot.
It shows what happens when we make investments in children and families. And most specifically, I would point to some indicators in the health area where we are actually ranking 37th. And that compares with just 3 years ago, we were 49th in the nation. What made the difference? Well, the big difference is the Affordable Care Act, making sure that more children and families had access to health coverage. So again, it shows that when we make these kind of investments in our children and our families, that we can really dramatically increase the rankings.
The Affordable Care Act, or Obamacare, expanded the federal Medicaid program. Jimenez says one of the great things about it was that it provided coverage to people who may never have had medical coverage ever. But this progress may well be short-lived. Jimenez is very concerned with congressional efforts to repeal and replace Obamacare.
So one of the important things is that babies have access to, well, baby checkups, and so that they are getting their vaccines, they're making sure that their development is on par with where it should be at any point in their life, and that they have access to the medical care and services and preventive services that they really need. That's really at risk now with the changes that are being proposed to the Affordable Care Act. And it really is troubling because the numbers that we have seen would indicate that there's 100,000 New Mexicans that would lose coverage under the changes being proposed. And that would really severely hit children in particular.
Other downers in the report are New Mexico ranking last in education, and the state is second worst when it comes to child poverty. Jimenez suggests the state should invest in early education for kids and in services such as home visiting programs for expectant mothers. But given the state's financial woes and a governor preaching fiscal austerity, New Mexico appears to be set on dwelling in the cellar. We're number 49. That's Dateline New Mexico. I'm Tom Trowbridge.